Okay, you're very welcome back to On Green on Theatre. Yes, indeed. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful stage here. It's all very, very exciting. We had the amazing Zoe McCauley in the first hour. And we're going to keep things moving along now because we are going to have very shortly on stage with us Irish indie rock band, The Fades. Paul, I spoke to you a little bit about The Fades. Yep, cheer. We love it. Talk to me about this band.
This band here, our local band, made up of a group of 17-year-olds. There's Cahir, there's Grace M, there's Grace N, and Kyle. And they've been around for a couple of years now, I think. But they've been up with us, Jimmy, earlier this year, and we were just blown away with the tightness of them. I love their style. They have a good rock vibe about them. And the fact that they're writing their own music is just incredible. So you're going to be blown away with their Fades.
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Yeah, and you know what I love about it, Craig, is, I'm not sure am I on here, but the title of the band, Irish Indie Rock Band. It's brilliant. It's like they've gone international already, you know. And I think 17-year-olds, and again, I heard them sound check in last night. Grace flew back, especially from Spain, for us today.
With Grace, because there's two of them.
Yeah, it was Grace, Grace M. Yeah.
The one with the tan.
Okay. Yeah, so she flew to Germany to London, London to Belfast, and what a journey.
Well, so she's already enjoying the international lifestyle of a rock star, really.
That's right, yeah.
I have no sympathy, right? Okay.
Yeah, so like something completely different, and that's what this competition is all about,
yeah.
A band as well. And a big shout-out to Errigal College here, Greg, who've just arrived in their masses. Give us a cheer, lads.
All right, and Ross is still here representing too, which is fantastic. All right, so we're going to hear two songs from the Fades, Only Child and Juggernaut, and then we'll have a wee chat with them, and then we'll hear their entry song title given out. So what we'll do, if yous are ready to go, lads, we'll throw it over to you. Yous can do your two tracks, then I'll come over, we'll have a chat, and we'll queue up, I suppose, the entry song. So live from On Green on Theatre here. And don't forget, by the way, you can watch this show right now live on the X platform. You can also watch us at home or on the travels on YouTube, Highland Radio Ireland, and across our Facebook pages as well. All right, this is Cahir, Grace M, Grace N, and Kyle. Collectively, they are the Irish indie rock band, The Fades.
How are we all doing? You.
Great, we are very happy to be here. Big thanks to the organisation and everything like that. And we're going to play three of our own songs. First one we're going to do is Only a Child. It's the first one we've ever brought out. Definitely holds a special place for us. So yeah, it goes like this.
You've been calling to me when you say you can't sleep. I don't see the purpose of my presence in your it's
Thanks very much. Yeah, we're going to do our next one, Juggernaut. Yeah, it's probably our favourite to do live, so we're very happy we're able to do it here. And yeah, it's a bit more lively, a bit more upbeat. So yeah, it's Juggernaut.
Okay, give it up for the Aphades there. They are fantastic, aren't they, folks? That's Cahir, Grayson, and Kyle. I'm going to come over to you first. Good morning to you. How are you getting on?
I'm doing brilliant now after that.
Cahir.
Cahir, myself, Cahir.
Yeah, Cahir, I came to you first, right, because the drummers, I don't think, get enough love. He's stuffed all the way in the back here. You should be like Phil Collins and put yourself out the front. Come here.
That's a dream.
Two cracking songs. The second one, a brilliant song to play live, I'd say.
Oh, it's serious. It's our favorite. Like Murphy said, it's our favorite to play live because it just has that energy about it. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Really gets us going, gets us.
And you belong on the stage, guys. When I see you, and I love you, he's coming up to the station, right? But often, maybe sometimes you're just on a drum box or whatever that's called, and he's all stripped down. But to see he's able to go at it a full whack, absolutely amazing.
Oh, 100%. Like, whenever we got this opportunity, like, I was so glad that I could be up here on the stage playing my full kit.
Brilliant stuff. No, carry on.
Carry on. Yeah. Carry on. Yeah, not just because being able to play live.
I'll just stay here. You can just carry on talking. Yeah, go on.
This is like how we're meant to be. This is the four of us playing together while we are all on our proper instruments doing what we love to do every day.
So. Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you too, because, you know, especially the track that you're going to perform for us next, you know, you want to really recreate that sound because it's something you'd be very proud of. Talk to us about your experience. You've been in the band for ages. Remind people how you all got together.
Well, they had already formed the band before I joined, and they're getting on well.
I thought they were better, but I don't know. No, I'm only joking. Go ahead.
But no, I am on the school bus one morning. Cahir sat next to me. He was like, "Do you want to join the Afades?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "What's in it for me?" And he said, "Not a lot." And I was like, "I'll do it." Yeah. And yeah, it's been
you're enjoying it, yeah.
First ever games here.
How do you get the music together, right? I always be curious as to do the lyrics come first, the melody, do the riffs? You know, what way do you work to collaborate on this stuff?
Well, it's definitely a group effort. Like, it wouldn't be one person writing everything. Like, so usually it'll be someone coming with an idea, and then we're all just sat down and jammed to it for ages until we really find what we like about it, and then play it live and see how it goes.
All right, cheers, buddy. Lovely to chat to you. One of the Graces here. Which M? M?
Bruce M. Murphy, yeah.
M and N sound the same on that mic.
M and M.
M. Are you the one back from Spain?
I am, yeah.
All right, tell us about that. You were on Hollybobs, were you?
I was, yeah. It's very convenient. Like, I'd love to be able to say I just flew back special, but...
Well, that's it, yeah.
I mean, we...
First class.
We kind of did. I mean, we booked it, and then Grace tells me, oh, we've got this happening, and I was like, thank God I'm back in time.
Brilliant stuff. And are you going to head back on holidays, or is that your home now?
No.
Right, how glad are we that she landed back, folks? I think so. Sling that over to the other Grace, if you don't mind. As I said, you know, you love being up on stage, it's clear.
Yeah.
That's why this is your home, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
All right, okay. Tell us a little bit about the next track we're going to hear. We're going to take a quick break and chat to a few people, but then we're going to hear your entry into this competition, Giving Out. Talk to us a little bit about that track.
Yeah, so Giving Out's been with us for quite a while now. I think it was us, we were all just playing around, and Kyle came up with the riff, and then Murphy had the lyrics, so we're very lucky with that. And then it just was one of those songs that we absolutely loved, and we kept working on it in the studio and everything. And then the single cover for us is also like a big one for us, because all our single covers showcase like landscapes in Donegal, so we're really trying to like show the forgotten county, as they say.
Yeah, and listen, you know, we can support you till we're blue in the face and all that kind of stuff, but the thing with music and what you're doing and creating, it's getting as many people listening to it as is possible, and that's where the airplay and what have you comes into play, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. And it's like, especially playing it live, is just, we absolutely love it, and every single time we have a little new thing we add to it, and it's just, there's some like magic on stage when we're playing it, I think.
Well, it was absolutely a pleasure to watch you, so we cannot wait for the next track. What we have to do, because it's also radio and it's a bit boring if you're live, we apologize for that. What we have to do now, though, is head back to the radio station. We're going to take a quick break. Jimmy's going to take a mic and go out into the audience, and then we just cannot wait to hear the final track from the Afades, Giving Out. That's coming up shortly. Then we have Tessio, and we've got Owen, and it's going to be just a cracking morning. But for now, we'll take a very short break, and then we'll be right back. That's like a 3 out of 10. I'm so disappointed in all of you. We should have charged you for the tickets. You would have clapped then. Come here. You're very welcome back to this really special show we have going on here, supporting some great local bands. And we're going to hear again from the Fades very, very shortly. I just want to remind you, though, there is about, because we've other business to deal with as well, there's about 45 minutes left for you to get your ticket if you want to enter the Mega Summer Draw. Fionnuala's Trombola is here. It's going to be brought on stage between 11 and 12, and we're going to dig our hand in there and pull out a number, and that person's going to win €10,000. So if you buy your ticket right now, you have as much chance as anyone. Go onto our website, highlandradio.com. You can get your ticket there, highlandradio.com. Just follow the links for the Mega Summer Draw, and I guarantee you, your name will be in that draw drum. If you want to give us a ring at the radio station, you can do that too, 07491 25000. Right. Jimmy is out. I'm going to chat to Paul too about your fates in a second, but we're going to throw it out to Jimmy. He's in the audience there, and they've got some guests. Who's with you, Jimmy?
Greg, I'm in the front row here. I'm with some very proud, two proud mammies, Martina and Kira, sitting right looking at making the lads. They're not even nervous, the lads up there, but Martina, come to you first. You're Kyle's proud mummy, and you've watched him in the music and the guitar. What's the house been like over the years with a guitar like that blaring?
It's been a bit noisy, to say the least, but we love it. Yeah, we love it, and we're very proud of him, proud of all the Fades, the whole group. They're amazing. So the work that they've put in so far and where they've got themselves to, so yeah.
And are you the roadie, or who's the roadie in the family then?
I am mammy roadie, we all kind of are, all the mammies here, so yeah, we're always on the road.
The mummagers, the mummagers, Jimmy.
Mummagers.
Yeah. The mummagers, yeah. And the mum roadies, that's what we do. So
late night pickups and early morning pickups.
Very late, yes. We're all on the roll, was on the road, but
And isn't it great just to see them get this far as well? I mean, the other thing we didn't mention is each act has won over, I think, €850, Greg, as well.
Sure, indeed, yeah.
Which is just a nice little few bob in the pockets, isn't it? For students of PCC Falcara and Loretto Letterkenny, it's a nice few bob. So well done on that as well, getting that far.
Definitely, yep.
No wrestling fans in the audience, because that's called a cheap pop, right, where they mention where you're from and you're supposed to go, hey! All right, folks, just to let you know how that works from now on, if your area is mentioned, you cheer. Anyone from Dunlow? Just like that. Carry on, Jimmy.
And we have Creasla and Dunfanaghy as well.
Yes, yeah.
Well, yeah. Kira, come to yourself as well. Another, you're Cahir's proud mummy. Another Larry Mullen in the off and there on the drums.
Cahir has been, I think he was three when he first decided that he wanted to be a drummer. And I think ever since then I became very familiar with earplugs and hanging out in my room. While Cahir and the whole of the gang have been down in the house taking over. So just loved it. Just loved watching them grow. Watching them grow together as a group has been remarkable. They're only together a year, and they got together when they were 16, and they all bring so much, and they make beautiful music together. So.
And come here, I often wonder, have you semi-detached or detached house? Because...
I'm detached, but I've no garage, Jimmy. So my living room has been a many a thing in the day. Studio. I have another son here who's wanted to play the guitar since he was 3 years of age. So we've a lot of equipment in the house.
I think you start worrying when they want to play the bagpipes. the others are all
right. It's always been a very musical house, but I just love watching them grow. Do you know? So.
And you want to shout out to anybody in Creasla?
A big shout out to their daddy down in Creechla, who's probably watching that today, because I know he would have liked to have been here. And just to everybody in Creechla, because Kyle would be from Creechla originally too. And it has been a difficult year for the community. So it's lovely to see this wee spark coming out of the community today.
Kira, Martina, thank you. I'm going to move along to your son and daughter, Kayla and Kieran as well. Kayla, watching your brother up on stage, how does it feel?
Oh, it's amazing. I'm so proud of him. Watching him since he was a little boy, he's had like such a talent for the guitar. When we were younger, me and Kyle actually went to our first guitar lesson together, and after one session, I gave up. I just didn't enjoy it, but obviously he kept going on, and he's just incredible. I love him to bits, and he's done so well.
Kyle, and we can move across to Kieran as well. Kieran, you're another musician in the family as well.
Indeed, yeah, we've been playing. I've been seeing the boys since they were small, so Cahir had been banging the drums, and then back in the day whenever I was better at Kyle at the guitar as well, I broke one of his guitar strings. I still kind of feel a bit bad about it, but it's class seeing them progress, and then obviously meeting the girls then whenever they joined the band and stuff, and they've progressed so much in the past few years. Like, seriously, like, they were already class for what they were whenever they started, and then they've just exceeded everybody's expectations tenfold, I think. So I'm really proud of them.
Well, you play in a band as well, don't you?
Yes, well, I go by the name of Kierzo. So yeah, I play the boys, like Cahir and Kyle play with me, and then my friend Adam as well, who's in Cheerbuzz, he plays along. So whenever it's a bit of crack, like, and it's a great wee outlet, and I think it's a great thing to have, you know, especially whenever you're from a small town, a small community, rural place in Ireland. It's nice to have that.
All right, brilliant stuff, Jimmy. Thank you. One more person.
I think I have to go. I'm going to cross here, Caroline. Yeah, to Grace's mum, Pauline, and Pauline, isn't it? Grace's mum, Frances.
We're both Grace's mums.
Both Grace. I was just going to say, Pauline, Frances. How do you feel looking at Grace up on the stage?
Just incredibly proud of her, and it's all on her. You know, she lifted the guitar when she was 7 or 8. There was one kicking around the house, and she started strumming away. She's self-taught, but as a band they really shine. They're very close, they spend a lot of time together, they've come such a long way in such a short space of time. So very, very proud of them all. They're doing a fantastic job up there.
And that's Dad Eddie over here. Eddie, is it? Eddie, how do you...
I got roped into this. She won't speak, so she's got me to speak.
Tell us, how do you feel as a daddy at the front row looking up there?
I'm Grace Nugent's dad, but I'm very proud. I'm very proud of them all. Grace packed in football when she was about 15. That hope died, but this hope is alive.
I'll tell you, Jimmy, there's a voice in there. I bet you that fella sings, do you?
I did once upon a time. I actually sang, it's a long story, but I'll cut it short. I was on stage at Kilmacud Croaks, and there was about 5,000-6,000 people there. And I was singing a song, Ain't That a Shame, by Cheap Chick. That's how old I am. But anyway, the wind blew down the drums, and that was the end of my career.
Oh, well.
I lost it completely.
Okay, listen.
Brilliant.
Brilliant to chat to all of you. Hey, nothing more rock and roll than having your mums and dads tell you how cute you are. We'll get back to the music and try and salvage your reputation, folks. What are you joking? All right, the last song we're going to hear from the wonderful Fades is their entry song. This is the song the judges will be judging, and also that the public will have an opportunity to vote on. So if one of you maybe want to set us up, tell us a little bit about the song, and then whenever you're ready, take it away, folks. We really can't wait.
Yeah, this song has been with us like nearly as long as we've been a band. It's definitely our baby, and so like releasing it to the world is scary. But now we're happy we did it, and we got it recorded up in Belfast at Start Together Studios. So shout out to them, and we're very excited to play it for you now. So this Giving Out.
There's nothing left to be.
Malawi. Amazing stuff. Kahar, Graysem, Graysen, and Kyle. That is the Afades. Guys, thank you so very, very much for that. Absolutely brilliant. Paul McDevitt, something else, though. I mean, what we're being treated to today is unbelievable.
Well, that there is just, I'm so envious, and I said to them, I'm so jealous, because at 16 and 17 and 18, that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a guitarist like that, and I wanted to be an undertone, and nobody wanted me, and I'm so jealous, that's the truth. But they were absolutely just rocking it, and I love the confidence. There's a great confidence there, and they're playing, and their style. They interact with one another, and it's like a rock and roll combination, which is just amazing, and I loved it. Brilliant. Yep. Thanks very much.
Absolutely,
brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant to hear them in the proper space. And it's the same with Zoe earlier, Jimmy, up on the stage, the full kit, the full sound, exactly how they want that song to sound.
Absolutely, Greg. And again, you and I were out in the audience there, just listening to it from just incredible. And you know, Greg, I was thinking about something last night when I was listening, and as you know, I'm from Cork, but when I look at the bedrock of music across the Northwest, and I mean this, it is unbelievable what's up here. And I'm talking into Derry, Strabane, down to Donegal, Sligo. The musical talent. But what this does for the young people out there, and what Highland Radio have done with all our shows, is giving young people the confidence to come and come on our shows and perform live. And then to come on a stage like this and do that is just incredible. You know, it really
is. And I think the festival organisers are improving too in giving slots to bands, up-and-coming bands, because you can't be getting up on a big stage. And it used to frustrate me that you'd go to a festival, the stage was there, the amps was there, the speakers were there, and they were playing some pipe music out, and probably in the audience some fantastic acts that could have gone up there and filled that space. And
Absolutely.
I'd love to see more of that, Paul.
Well, tomorrow, this is the opening act at Oakfest, so they are on Oakfest tomorrow, and you know, the weather gives good, it's going to be an amazing gig. You are going to have an absolute ball there, because I know that, you know. And you're right what you say, you know, Jimmy, like Highland Radio has given the platform, and it's given the confidence for young people to stand up and say, my music will be heard, my music can be heard, and that's all genres. You know, we have, this year we had like rappers sending music, and I'm not a rapping fan, but the stuff is amazing.
There was some amazing hip-hop, R&B, rap, some brilliant stuff there.
That's what you call it.
Well, you just say lots of things and hope something lands. That's the way I do it, anyway.
I just one mention down the audience. Sheer Buzz, a band I remember years ago, right? They're playing tonight in Letterkenny, I think, aren't they? Yeah, and they're playing tomorrow as well, aren't they? No offense. Another young band we've watched over the years, and all the lads have gone on to brilliant things as well. You know, just when you see that, it's just brilliant.
All right, one last time, a massive round of applause for Kahar, Graysen, and Kyle. They are the Afades. All right, thank you so much, guys. That is Act 2. We've got... I mean, they're all brilliant, right? Because Zoe was amazing in the first hour. We've had the Afades, and we're really looking forward to our next act, our next two acts, in fact. Tessio, they're coming up next. An amazing background. They're already getting places. They're already doing stuff. We're going to chat to them in a little bit. But as you said a little earlier on, guys, you know, like all of these acts, were very excited because all of these performers today are actually ready to go. They've got the talent, they've got the ability, they've got the music. They're ready to go, Jimmy.
Yeah, and I think
Paul's just retired.
He's put his mic down.
He's had enough.
It's but you know, Greg, even the airplay over the last couple of weeks, all the acts have got as well. You know, you add that in, and the exposure. Like, credit to the lads here, Anya and Shannon as well, the social media exposure, Corrine as well, that they've got on our Instagram or Facebook. All that adds up, and it just gives the lads more confidence as well.
All right, okay, we are going to take a break, but before we do, just a reminder for you that time is running out. You have probably about 20 minutes to get your ticket for Highland Radio's Mega Cash Draw. Someone today is going to win 10,000 euro, and you've as much chance buying your ticket right now as the person that bought the very first ticket. All the tickets are in the draw drum, or will be in the draw drum, and on this stage a little later on we're going to pull out a winner. Right, well, how do you get a ticket, you ask? I hear you. You go onto our website, highlandradio.com, and you click the Mega Summer Draw, and you secure your ticket there, and it is very safe, quick and secure, and you're straight in the draw drum. Alternatively though, if that's not your thing, we can accommodate you by giving us a call right now on 07491 0741 25000, 0749125000. If you want to potentially win 10 grand today, then that's how you do it. We already had a €2,500 winner a little earlier on. All right, after the break, we're going to come back because this is part of Irish Music Month. Irish Radio supporting Irish artists in association with IBI Hot Press and Commission the Man Sound and Vision Scheme, funded by the television license fee. If you've not heard Tessio, you're in for a huge treat. Don't go anywhere. Stay really close to your radio. We'll be right back. Thank you so very much indeed. We are broadcasting live as part of Irish Music Month. We've heard from two amazing acts. And, you know, we keep using these words, amazing, fantastic, brilliant, and all that type of stuff. Paul, but you know what I mean? It's not just nonsense talk. They are fantastic, aren't they?
Well, if you had a, you know, if you had been listening to the 72 songs that were sent in from the different acts, they were all amazing, right? They definitely were. But this is the cream of the cream here, as far as we're concerned, you know, because of the combination of everything. And they have to take great credit for it, and the audience here today, and, of course, the parents and everybody behind them. So well done to them, and a great pride. You can see that today, too. So well done, everyone.
All right, Tessio already doing fantastic and just right on the brink of huge things. We're going to hand it over to the two guys now. We'll hear a couple of tracks from them, and then we'll have a wee chat before we hear their entry song, which is Hang It On My Back. If you haven't heard these guys before, you're in for a huge treat. This is Tessio, Jude McCandless, and Callum Feeney. Guys?
All right, hello everyone.
How's it getting on, eh?
Thanks very much. Cheers, hey. Thanks very much, everybody, for sitting on for us, and thanks everybody at Highland for having us as well. I'm Jude, this is Kian, we're Tessio, and so we're just going to play a few wee songs. The first one here is a single we had out from a couple of months ago. It's called She Used to Love Me, so I hope you enjoy it here.
She used to love me, she knew me well, as well as you could love a man who doesn't even know himself. She met me finally, she loved them true. She worked so hard to be with them, and likewise they did too. She helped me hurry when we were slow. She helped me pick me feet up, and how she did, I'll never know. She left me lonely, but for the best. I wish I was the lucky man that she would fall in love with next. 'Cause the memories of me fading, and I'm getting used to waiting. She used to love me, she knew me well. She used to see me as someone who would take a hand and understand and all the things you're supposed to do. Oh, I've been dreaming a dream of you. I ask you how you're getting on, and you said you've been dreaming too. And though I love her, though I should not, 'cause to know and love someone like her, it's hard to make my loving stop. 'Cause the memories of me fading, and I'm getting used to waiting. She used to love me, she knew me well. She used to love me, she knew me well, as well as you could love a man who doesn't even love himself. 'Cause her memories of me fading, And I'm getting used to waiting. She used to love me. She used to love me. She used to love me. She knew me well. She used to love me. She used to love me. She used to love me.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Cheers. Lovely. Thanks a million. Hey, this sounds a wee bit more depressing than that, so see how you're clapping now in 5 minutes. Aye, this is a far older song. This is one of the first songs we put out back in, it was about 4 years ago maybe, on our first EP. But I hope you enjoy anyway. This one's called Away Somewhere. So. Are you going away somewhere? Can you bring me to? Should we rush or do you care? And are we leaving soon? Case for two, should I pay my own? I must admit, before I do, I'm scared to leave my own. But anyway, the wind may blow, we won't care enough. And then the hill, the sun may set, we'll be set in front of it. So are you going away somewhere? Can you bring me to? Again. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, everyone. What about that? These guys are at Tessio. We're going to have the news in a wee while. But listen, that's unbelievable. Fantastic stuff. I'm just curious. Your voices match so well, this close harmony. Does that become obvious really early on?
I kind of did, because I think we've quite different voices. Like, I think it's like individuals. But then, for some reason, when we did our first gig, we were called Drake and Josh at the time. It just seemed to like work together well, and you kind of just find the harmonies quite easily. Like, you know what I mean?
And in terms of the music creation, is it a collaboration, or do you write something, bring it to him, and see how things might work?
Jude writes all the good ones. I write all the crap ones. Like, but what do you call it? I was over in Manchester for a good while, so a lot of the writing process was like voice notes and stuff.
How did that work? Was it tough? Because he's both went to college at different places, right? And he's had, you know, good success so far. Was that a bit of a pull to, you know, part company, but you know what I mean? You're out of each other's direct space.
I never really thought like that at all, because it kind of, the first EP that came out was all over, like, it was like COVID kind of time, wasn't it? So it was all over, like, Zoom and stuff, like, trying to organize it all. So the Dustin shit didn't really matter. Anytime I was back, we'd do, like, a gig, stuff like that, like, and stuff. So, no.
How long have you been together? Is your mic on? 1, 2, 2.
Hello?
Yes.
There we go. How long have we been
together? Can't believe I'm taking a mic off a musician to test if it's working.
Just a guitar as well.
I've performed on the stage on Green Hill Place. I've literally arrived.
I know, that's what we were saying. We can't even believe we're playing on here. Yeah. It's such an amazing spot. Yeah. But we've been playing together for like, we met in school. So we met probably like 6 years ago, maybe. Well, properly started playing together about 6, 7 years ago. And then we lockdown and everything. We started recording just from home and then putting songs together. And we put out an EP in 2021. And then went to university, and so Cam was in Manchester, I was in Belfast. But as he said, we just done it all.
Did you get the support gig with Hot House Flowers?
That was a weird one. We just got a text out of the blue. There was a music promotion, like a company putting on gigs in Derry called Music Capital. Kieran Dunlap, and he had put them on the Guildhall and asked if we want to support. And it was class. Like, that was our first kind of big one we'd done, and it was like the sold out Guildhall in Derry. It was class. Like, so.
Sounds absolutely brilliant. And then, of course, the recent success was the Busking Festival in Letterkenny. I mean, you guys are made for that kind of stuff, because you can recreate this sound, quite easily in different locations.
Thanks very much. That's what we're kind of going for. Like, we just record all from home, so we both used to busk anyways, like separately. That's how we would have got a wee bit of cash anyway. So,
but it's a great learning space.
Oh, definitely.
Busking, like, I mean, it's not just about getting a few bub together. You get to hone your talents, and you get to see what works, maybe what doesn't work.
Absolutely, especially with songs you're trying out or whatever, and you kind of learn how to work well with an audience and things like that, and how to get people's attention if you can. But busking definitely really helped in that busking competition that we won. We were just buzzing to be part of it in the first place. So one.
All right, and both of you, this is probably written in the stars, because both of you have family who are strongly linked to the music industry. Is it your family in the show bands, or four of us? Or?
Show bands. So my granddad would have been in the show bands, the Quigley show bands. They're playing all around, like the world and Ireland and stuff like so. So it was always music in the house, you know what I mean? Like, growing up to you, and then Jude, obviously, you've got your family too, like, the four of us.
My dad, and here, sitting down there, he'd be in the four of us as well.
So, well, thank God you didn't just call yourselves the two of us, because that would have been incredibly
late. Serious per name, so
what was the first one?
Well, for the first gig, we were Drake and Josh.
No, I think we made a good decision here with Tessio. I think we really did.
That was a learning curve as well in itself. We played the Drake and Josh theme song as our first song, actually.
Fantastic. Well, lads, there's no doubt you're going places, and we're really honoured and blessed to have you up on
Thank
stage with
much,
us.
Kate.
We're going to hear your entry song in a moment, but what we're going to do is going to take a break. We'll go straight into the 11 o'clock news, which, of course, will be a little late, and maybe chat to some of your supporters, and after that, we'll hear your song. It's so exciting. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you very
Tessio,
much.
Tessio, folks, give them a huge round of applause. I think we used all the energy early on. Okay, we are live here for a very special show. It's part of Irish Music Month. It's Irish Radio supporting Irish artists in association with IBI Hot Press and Commissioner Man Sound and Vision Scheme, funded by the television license fee. And this is your last call. If you want to buy a ticket for our Mega Summer Draw, you have to get onto our website right now, highlandradio.com. You've literally got 5 minutes. You can go through the process there. We will not close it till they're all processed, all right? You hear me? And if you want to give us a call as well, 07491 25000, but time is very, very short. Okay, you know, we're a good distance through the show today, but we still have an amazing track from Tessio called Hang It On My Back coming up shortly. And last but certainly not least, it's the super talented Owen Ferry who's going to be performing some songs for us, including his entry Miss You, and it is a cracking track as well. I mean, we have just an absolute wealth of talent here. And amongst that talent is Jimmy Stafford, who's out there. Jimmy, who have you got to chat to there?
Yeah, I'm here with proud mammies and daddy, and Linda, Fiona and John. Linda, how do you feel? I know you're a roadie as well.
Oh, I'm so delighted. I'm delighted to be sitting here watching them on stage. And could I just say, the acts have been brilliant. I mean, give myself all the applause. They've been brilliant. The boys are amazing. Just, I mean, I've watched their progress from when they started, and they're just, it's just everything about them. They're great characters, and they're just so great together, and they're just great to watch.
And Fiona, yourself?
Yeah, I'm just really proud of them. They're such lovely young fellas, and just to hear their music and their harmonies together like that, and all the different types of music that they can play, and that kind of variety, but the confidence that they have, and they're just really good mates too. So yeah, they're great.
No, as a parent, how you don't shed a tear watching them, because certainly watching all the acts today, I could shed a tear. Thanks, Fiona. Listen, going from the three of us to the four of us, Greg, and this is the man, John McCann, is the bass player with the band, the four of us. John, watching your son up there, must be, as a musician yourself, how does it feel?
It's amazing, but I've been watching him doing this since he was like 12, sitting at the kitchen table playing like Johnny Cash songs. So there they are now. Callum just said to me before, we're in the old farts here today because they're 24 and everybody else is so young. So amazing talent all round today. Brilliant.
Any plans for the four of us? New music coming soon?
New album coming soon, yeah. Not sure when, but it's done, yeah.
We look forward to seeing you up. And Greg, before I hand back to you, just Urgell College are here today. And we'll say a big hello to their teacher, Dara. What made you come here today?
Well, we heard about this event recently, and we thought it'd be a great opportunity for the RTY students to come down and to see the fantastic talent that we can see here today, music-wise.
And you do great work in Urgell as well, Paddy Malloy and all the teachers with music.
Yeah, and we know Paddy does great work up there, and he works with Highland a lot, getting students up. So, yeah, there's a big passion for music in Urgell, and that's why we're here today.
And Kayla, you came here to play music. What do you think of it all?
I do. I'm honestly honoured to be here. The music is incredible, and all these people are so talented that I'm honestly jealous of them.
So next year you could be up on that stage.
I would love that.
What's the hosting been like so far? Is that going okay? Or
what's the host been like?
The host.
I mean, can't tell him to get off the stage just yet.
No, that's not right. Listen, Jimmy. Thanks.
Can I just say one word to Charles? Because he just Charles, you have just a couple of lines. You're a singer as well. Will you just give us two or three lines of a song?
Every sha-la-la-la, every woe-woe, still shines. Every shing-a-ling-a-ling that they're starting to sing so fine. Where they get to the part where he's breaking her heart, it can really make me cry just like before. It's yesterday once more.
I'll give it up for Charles from Urgell College.
Well
Greg,
done,
back
Charles,
to yourself.
Well done, well done.
Thank you,
well
Charles.
Done. Wouldn't it be great to be an old fart at 24 again? I'd love that.